Well, with the arrival of spring over these last few weeks, today's going to be a very special day at Eastwind Park as we finally have the sculptures for this year's Arts Are Alive program. Janet Adams of Arts Are Alive joins me today. And Janet, let's talk about what these sculptures come into Webster City this year.
Well, thank you, Pat. Yes, I'd like to do that. You're correct in that they're going to be all put in place today, and that's a bit of a change. In the past, you know, we haven't really brought them in until the first part of August. Our year went from August 1 to, from one year to the next, and this year we'll be changing that format starting May 1st, right up through until August, our event in August. But all the sculptures will be in place, so they'll be there all summer long, so people can come and visit them. We'll have signage up within another week or so. And that's a little bit different from what we've done in the past. But we feel that we're really making progress with getting public art in place in the park. We've joined with a group called the Sculpture One Consortium, and it's a partnership with Eau Claire, Wisconsin, Mankato, Minnesota, and Mason City, Iowa. And we'll be rotating sculptures throughout those three communities. So every year we'll have new sculptures coming in that may have been in one of those other communities.
Mm-hmm. What are the sculptures this year, Janet?
What are they?
Yeah.
Well, there are some different types this year than we've had. We're having several smaller bronze pieces that will be coming in. And some are more lifelike. In other words, they look, they're not all abstract as we've had in the past. So we've got a mixture this year of what I would say realistic pieces as well as some abstract. And some are made of brass, others are made of steel. And just a variety of materials again this year. And they're coming from Wisconsin, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Iowa.
Very good. So they'll be all being put up today on May 15th.
Yes.
They'll be displayed all through the coming months, and then the big reception for Arts on Live scheduled for August 3rd, I read there, Janet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Getting back to this program between Webster City, Mankato, and Eau Claire, Wisconsin. How did this all form up?
Well, we've been aware of this partnership for some time. We're a much smaller community than the others, so we were not sure we would be accepted if we ever asked. As it turned out, Sioux Falls, South Dakota used to be a part of this consortium, and they decided to go on their own. And so they then left the consortium, which left an opening for us to apply to become a part of it. And we were then accepted and went through some processes of how we would manage to be a part of this group. And then we're accepted, January, February, and now I've been working with them ever since. And we'll continue to do that. We hope for at least an agreement of 2 to 3 years to see how it's working and to see how it all implements itself through our systems. But it looks like we're going to be getting some different types of sculptures by going with this group, and that's intriguing to us.
So again, they are Webster City, Mankato, Minnesota, Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Did you say Mason City there too, there, Janet?
Yes, Mason City.
Okay, four communities, mm-hmm. Taking part.
Yes.
So that'll be nice for these towns. But again, today, Webster City, if you go by Eastman Park, you'll see some wonderful sculptures being put up, and then kind of a mini reception coming up late this afternoon, and then big reception coming up for the public coming up on August 3rd there at
Eastman
Park. Or Eastman Park, excuse me.